So, I guess this is happening. I don't even think I meant to bring my recorder with me, but I'd honestly rather have it. At least this way, if anyone from town finds me out here, they won't have any extra reasons to tell everyone else that I've completely lost it. I think they all have enough fuel for that rumor. But at least now I'll be able to, I don't know, talk about whatever I find in that field. I'm honestly not sure what to expect when I get there. Sure, these rifts have been pulling things across the divide between worlds, but this is the spot where the spell shot me out. By all logic, that spot should be where the magic is the strongest, right? Well, if Rowan was right, then there isn't any sort of rift back here. But why? Either there's something really wrong going on here, or I don't know what. I'm going through everything I've ever been taught about magic, everything I ever learned in those lessons my parents made me sit through, and I can't figure out what this could be. Of course, nothing about this has been expected, so I'm probably looking in the wrong place for answers. I just can't tell why any of this happened. I thought I did everything right. I followed the steps, did all the necessary preparations, and I still ended up here. Not that I'm glad about all of it. If there was any good that's come out of everything I've done, out of all the magic I've ever learned, it would have to be Rowan. As cheesy as this may sound, they remind me of myself when I was younger, before I realized that I was one of the only people in my world, my whole kingdom, who would know magic. Back then, when everything seemed so much simpler. That's the me that I see in Rowan. All I hope for is that they don't make the same mistakes I did. Yes, I wouldn't be who I am now without those mistakes, but Rowan deserves something better than that. I'd love to be included in that something better. Of course I would. As much as I've tried to keep this from happening, Rowan, I mean, that's my kid there. It may not have been the best decision to keep as much as I have from them, but for the most part, they've been safe. They don't need my messy past to get in the way of that. Maybe I should, I don't know, actually talk about my past. And I don't mean just the fact that I'm running from something I fucked up and somehow ended up here. I mean, talk about who I actually am, who I was far before I ever got here. I just worry that it'll mess up everything I have with Rowan. If it was me hearing about all of it, the last thing I would want to do would be walk right into that whole mess with the very person that caused it. I guess I could talk about it on here, or something like that. Tell my story on a tape, give it to Rowan to listen to whenever they want, whenever they're ready. It's probably the only way I'll be able to actually talk about all of that, as much as I hate to admit it. Well, I guess now is just as good a time as any to get started. I can't say the next time I'll be able to make a recording that I'll be able to give Rowan before I leave, on the hopefully very unlikely chance that they choose to stay here instead. Ooh. So, let me tell you my story. I was born in the city of Elkmire, the capital city of my home kingdom, Alistair. I suppose that sounds fairly inconsequential until I tell you that my parents were the king and queen. I have two older siblings, so it's always been almost certain that I'm far enough back in line for the throne that I didn't need to be the perfect prince. Unfortunately for my family, I'm pretty sure I took that a little too literally. Ever since I was a kid, I was taught magic by the leading scholars in the kingdom. It didn't take long for it to become my passion. I had been told my whole life that I was important enough to be under almost constant scrutiny, but never anyone's favorite. Always just in the background. But of course, I never thought of that as a world-ending tragedy or anything like that. If anything, it was reassuring. People would listen to what I had to say, but I was under no pressure to say anything of consequence, and I was perfectly content to do just that. That is, until I met Maeve. she was a knight and spent a lot of her time training at the palace. I actually think she was a guard for my older brother for a short time. I can't really remember how we met, but that was never really the important part. We ran into each other enough that we got to talking. Usually, the royal family was expected to only acknowledge the knights if we needed something from them, never forming any sort of personal attachments, but like I said earlier, I really ran with the "you don't have to be perfect" message my parents always told me. Before too long, Maeve was my friend. It was nice, you know. When you're the prince, even all the way back as third in line for the throne, it can get hard to make friends that don't just want you for your status. But Maeve was different. Her family wasn't noble, and she got into the royal guard by her merits and skills alone. Like I said, a nice change. But then, things weren't so nice. Apparently, I was one of the only people in the kingdom who would ever learn magic. Obviously, I'd never known that. Nobody had ever told me, but somehow that made it even worse. Magic was my passion, and given the chance, learning and teaching it is what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. But if what Maeve was telling me was right, then that was never going to happen. At least, not how I wanted it to. The way I saw it, why should the royal family be the only ones to get to learn magic? If anything, we should be the last ones, considering we needed the least amount of help to be able to do even the bare minimum. But I learned the hard way that there was nothing I could do. I brought the issue to my parents. I figured if anyone could do something to change it, they could. I was wrong. So wrong, in fact, that they made sure that magic was the last way I would be spending my time. Apparently, they were the main reason magic was still restricted to the nobility. It may have been foolish at the time, it definitely was, and foolish may even be too kind of a word for what it was, but I was determined to do something about it. Fortunately for me, or at least I thought so at the time, Maeve had some connections with people who could help me. If my goal was to make sure the common people, the people who of anyone in the kingdom, deserved to learn magic the most, could, then all I needed was to have people with the power to distribute the information to those people. When I was coming up with my plan, I had restricted access to the royal library, but I still had access. I figured I could start out by grabbing a few books, nothing too important, just the basics. I didn't want to take anything that people would notice were gone too easily. But I managed to get those first books and get them to Maeve's people, and things were going well. Maeve and her friends would take the books for a few days, copy down all of the relevant information, and send them back to the palace. For a while there, Maeve and I were a perfect team, the ones who were making it all happen. I miss her. I miss her very much. But all good things have to come to an end, right? And this all did. I had gotten so used to being out of the spotlight, being the unnoticed prince, who could really do anything I wanted without anyone taking notice or issue. I got cocky. I got overconfident. To be honest with you, I bit off more than I could chew. I was so determined to get those books to the people that I got caught. That's really how I ended up here. Think. They may have found you out, but all you need to do is get out of here. If they can't get you, if they can't get any information out of you, they'll never find out who else you were working with. That's the most important thing, making sure that nobody else knows who else was involved. I can't let anyone get hurt because I messed up, because I wasn't careful enough. But what can I do? My parents know it was me, and they know how to find me, no matter where I am in the palace, and there's no way they don't already have every exit in the place blocked up with guards. I was able to make it down here to the crypt, but that won't be too safe for long. I only came down here because it's the last place most people want to look, but there's only one way in and out. So, what can I do? Think, Corn, think. What can you do? There has to be some way to get out of here, some spell that can get me just outside of the palace, maybe even out of the city. It only has to be for a few days, and I can figure out what to do from there. Wait, there's that one spell. The transport one. I've only been practicing it with small objects, and it's just been a few days since I learned it, but do I have any other options? Shit, that's gotta be a guard. Alright, I guess it's now or never. I've never actually done this with something alive, so I hope this doesn't kill me. But what else can I do? Let's get this over with. I still don't know what went wrong with that spell. All I was trying to do was get myself out of the palace, just into the town, or a few miles out at the furthest, and somehow I ended up in an entirely different world. But I can't complain. I may miss some things from back home, some people, but this is a better life, a happier life than I ever had back there. Ah, here it is. Sorry to end my story so abruptly, Rowan, if you really are listening to this, but I just got to the field where I came through. Alright, back to business. Let's see if there really are bones all over the place. Well, Rowan was right. There certainly are bones here. Maybe... Wait. I did the spell that got me over here when I was in the crypt back in the palace. These bones could have been pulled over with me in the spell. If I figure out how to replicate the spell I did before, then maybe, just maybe, I could use some of these bones as a tether to where I'm trying to go. Well, there's nothing more I can do but try to figure this out. Rowan, if you're still listening to this, if you haven't thrown this tape out and decided you don't want to be caught up in all of this anymore, then I just want to tell you that I'm sorry. I should have told you more sooner, but I couldn't. I just hope you don't want to get as far away from me as possible, because I don't think I'll be able to do any of this without your help.
So, this is Rowan, again. I'm not entirely sure what's going on here, and that's probably saying a lot after everything I've dealt with recently. Granted, I am holding a bone that I just pulled out of the ground, so that's definitely new. Wait, why am I even still holding this? But, bone or not, this is honestly all a bit of a mess. I mean, if it was important enough for Corin to go out and check it out themselves, then it must be pretty important. I just can't figure out why it's so important, or what any of it means. There was no rift in the field, so why were there bones there? I'm glad Corin's trying to do more than sit around here with their nose in a book all day, but I don't know if walking out on me with no explanation is that much better. Maybe, once all of this is sorted, they'll actually tell me what's going on. Not that I need to know every single detail, but I think pulling a bone out of a field warrants some answers. I know I theoretically could go through all of Corin's books and notes and see if there are any answers in there, but I feel like if Corin ever finds out that I looked through more of their stuff, they'll be even less likely to give me any sort of explanation. Plus, I think I may need to lay off on the snooping, believe it or not. If I'm gonna convince Corin to let me come with them when they leave, that it might be a smart idea to actually stay on their side. Corin? You got back quickly. What happened out there? Why are you holding another bone?
It's a long story, but before I get to that, I think we need to talk.
Talk? Corin, what's going on?
I think I've figured out how to get home. I didn't think it would be this easy, but if things go right, I should be able to get the spell working and ready to perform in just a few weeks.
You're leaving?
I mean, that was always the plan. My problem was just that I had no clue how to do it without literally tearing apart the reality of this world, and that wasn't a risk I was willing to take.
How is the spell all gonna work? Is it just one little spell and then you're gone?
It's a little bit more complicated than that. There are a bunch of preparations I need to do so that what happened last time I tried to do this doesn't happen all over again. Plus, there are still a few more variables I need to sort out.
Variables? Like what?
Like whether or not you want to come with me.
Are you serious?
Here. As soon as you can, listen to this. It explains everything. You don't have to know if you want to come with me or not yet, but you deserve to know everything on here before you give me your answer. I promise. It'll all make sense.
All the Wrong Magic was created by Caleb Butler. This episode featured Caleb Butler as Rowan Green and Sable Smith as Corin Thorne. You can find us on Twitter at WrongMagicPod. New episodes release every other Friday. Thanks for listening.